You're not going to like me when I'm angry. I did the Barstool case race.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't hated myself more than the next morning in a very, very long time.
What was the fuss?
I did, well, I mean, obviously did exactly what we came to do, which was win.
Yeah.
Drank as fast as I could, as much as I could.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
How much did you win by?
Chaos ensued. I think one.
Really?
Got down to the wire. And I said, Roan, I got these last three.
Sit back.
Got three done. Said, we won. I was like, we won. Fuck you guys.
You did it like that. You fucking chugged the last three when they thought they had a game.
Yeah, they thought. They thought they were up by two? They might have been tied or up one. It was nice. I haven't mustered the strength to rewatch it because of the shame and guilt. But here's what the real funny part is.
What?
So, you know, got the face paint, fighting dudes, arguing, yelling, being a big mouth, being a big shot.
Was it one on like four? Or did
no,
you
it
have...
was me and Roan.
Nice.
Yapping, being arrogant, not Sorry. Good. Everything I hate. I was,
really?
Dude. I thought I was a good time guy. Turns out I was.
Well, you were in a competitive environment.
It was competitive, and it felt like they were, you know, trying to gang up.
They're gunning for you, dude.
That's what happens.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I've moved on since, but that took 3 days.
Really?
That took 3 days of deleted social media in a tomb, bro. Sad. My baby's gone. My girlfriend's out of town.
True.
Just got off the tour.
Yeah.
It was a big dump. You know what I mean? A big,
you were Bob Seger.
Sad. I was sad,
You were
bro.
Seger, dude.
What do you mean?
When here I am on the road again.
I was on the road again. Now I'm home, dude.
You know the verse from that
sad.
Song?
Which part?
It's like, I light a cigarette and wonder. I tried to start a playlist of introspective badass songs, and I got like three. I don't know any other ones. Here I am.
I was introspective and badass. No, I was literally
there's three songs.
Like, am I going to change everything about my life? Oh, God, everyone's right. I do suck. That was the problem. The next morning, I thought it was fun. I was like, damn, that was a fun fucking time.
It was. I
love those guys.
I saw a
that
clip
was
of it.
Great.
It's very aesthetically pleasing. Of
it was
seeing
crazy.
You sitting there in face paint and just blame.
Anyway,
no.
Can't believe this guy's trying to fuck.
It's also a very funny thing to judge. There's 15 people getting hammered and to watch that and be like, that didn't exceed my expectations.
Yeah,
it's
it took 3 days for us finally to be like, actually, it's cornier to sit there and be like, fuck these guys.
Of course.
It's like, dude, those were astronauts. You witnessed dudes launching.
Yeah.
And you judged them, dude. Those were the men in the arena.
Yeah.
We all agreed, let's get shit-faced for 3 hours on camera.
Yeah.
What else is funnier than that?
It's turns
out a lot of people don't like it and they're mad about it.
Is that a whole show in and of itself, or is that like a specialty?
That's what that show is called. Yak.
Is that a thing he does all the time? Because
this is the second time they've done the case race.
Yeah, that's
not
a very sustainable.
Was like two and a half hours. And it was a lot more fun. This time they brought in me.
You're a D1 athlete, dude.
I'm a D1 athlete, dude.
They can take you off the gridiron.
Did you notice
bro.
The bucket hat? This
they
is
can
a,
take you off the gridiron.
I mean,
they can't take the gridiron.
Will
out
Compton
of
was there. He's a 10-year NFL vet. So, you know, there's two.
He was on the other team.
There was two D1 athletes.
So you have two basically NFL stars. You had two NFL stars.
Basically two. I mean, I did 3 weeks D1.
You should go to your Wikipedia and just say you played for like the Jaguars. Just say you did the camp for the Jaguars.
Well, now that's going to happen.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah,
say you're
it.
A pro football player.
But
could you walk on?
In the NFL?
You'd have to bag groceries first and then get in shape from bagging groceries.
But then I need to pray a lot.
True.
I need to pray.
Dude, you're fucking like 10 decades of the rosary away from walking on. If you started bagging groceries and saying Hail Marys, dude, you could definitely walk on.
If they were like run one sprint, they'd be like, you're cut. If they saw me try to run.
You need a break.
Yeah, I would need a couple breaks.
You need a pit crew.
That
would suck, dude.
So here's the part people don't know.
True.
The next morning, obviously devastatingly hungover. Like this is after a month on the fucking road.
Ugh.
This is after Burt tour and doing Rogan.
What time was the case race though?
6 p.m. is when we start, like start around 6:30.
What'd you do after it?
Just lingered.
Okay.
Lingered around the office, talking.
You didn't keep the party going?
I kept the party going a little.
Really?
Went out to the bar with Feidelberg. It was a nightmare, dude.
Oh my God.
It was a nightmare.
So you got
hammered. I was drinking water at the bar.
That's sick. That's
got to the bar and I was in face paint. Like, could I get water? The next morning, I had to go do a sit-down interview one-on-one with Andrew Yang.
Shane Gillis. Hey, welcome, Shane.
I'm happy we finally got to actually sit down.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no.
Bro.
I didn't put the pieces together.
This interview is going to be the craziest looking fucking thing on earth. I'm dark red. It's in a video. It's going to be crazy looking. I'm dark red, out of my mind hungover.
Oh.
Like so sad.
Oh.
Face to face, dude. We sat in chairs face to face in a hot room. It was hot.
Of course.
It was a small hot room with lights face to face.
Oh.
And first thing we got to address, SNL, why'd you say that about Asians? And bro, I'm sitting there like,
you should have spent watching.
I mean, I didn't even mean it, you know.
You should have like watched like, the clip. You should have like watched the clip from Barstool Case Race, dude. I was just what was the word? What was your two options?
What?
Josh, giving guff.
I was giving guff.
But decide it right now. Were you giving guff or were you making fun of Asians?
Wait. Before he answers.
Look at Che in the face.
Now the two choices.
Before Shane answers, sorry. Before Shane answers, he should know that I watched WWE and WCW, and I watched Thunder, Nitro, Raw, and SmackDown. What? So whatever he accepts, I will abide by.
He's Thunder.
Oh shit, Jeff D. Lowe's here.
Shut up.
So, Shane, answer the question. When you made Asian jokes, were you giving guff or were you making fun of Asians?
He was taking guff.
I'll be honest, dude. This shit.
It's simple. It's
look at Che in the eye.
You have two options.
All right. For real, though, when it comes to goofing around about Asians, when I got fired from Saturday Night Live.
You giving guff?
I for real was just joshing, dude.
You were giving guff. You were giving guff.
I was just giving guff.
That's
fair. You were just giving guff.
That's
fair.
I think
you guys are pretty chill.
Steven, he was joshing.
I'll be honest, dude. You guys have been getting knocked out a lot lately.
He was giving guff.
Against your will.
You guys have been getting knocked out a little bit lately.
Knocked out a little bit lately.
Tiebreaker. See if he's telling the truth.
Toss Will Compton.
Shane, to see if you're telling the truth, what's your order at Chinese food?
Everyone shut up. Everyone shut up.
And hold on. Before you answer, this is either going to result in a fight between you and I, a wrestling match, or you're cool.
Okay. Well, I knew
I love that ultimate.
Think about it.
Think about it.
I'm going to take my glasses off to wrestle you.
Oh, you're okay, will you?
I'll be in there in 5 seconds.
He will.
Fucking absolute nobody.
Shut up. Oh, no.
Jay, come in.
You think I know who you are? I don't.
Hey, come in. I love all of them.
Never heard of you either.
Jay, come in.
Good. Good.
Let him give his orders.
Now it has
to happen. Hold on. Shut up. Let Shane give his order.
Amazing.
I'm giving you this choice.
Give your order.
You're going to make your order. I have a direct... We're fighting in line right now, and if you say it, I'm coming in there in 3 seconds, and we're wrestling. I don't care if you stand up or not. I'm taking you out. I'm tipping your chair over. You're going to be in that Revitalite thing.
What a bummer.
Yes.
Maybe.
Bummer. Yes, start.
Maybe.
So I know you're like a guy who's like an extra here at the office, and you're trying your best to like be a main character.
Damn.
Serious.
Dude, he's coming at your neck because you won.
Serious.
Honestly, he's trying to.
I like
this
shit.
King of
your order.
January 26, 2003, we shut down the vet. I know.
Chad, you're doing
well. Shut
down the vet, bro. I don't want to hear about the vet, dude.
Right?
You'll wrestle two people if you keep on talking about the vet.
Yeah, Todd Pinkston, I know.
You guys brought me in here. I drank all the beers. I did what I had to do. Not Shay.
Just say that you ordered General So's chicken and you'll be good.
Say your order.
Say you like have Rangoon and you'll be good.
You can't just say that.
What a bummer, dude.
Shay, you have to come. Ron is right.
Say your order.
Just say you like General So's chicken.
You know what I like?
Order.
You know what I like a lot?
Ron is giving the cheat sheet.
Jay, I love you, but you cross the line verbally. You have to come in here after
that.
No. Shane 100% gives a fair shake. I like Shane. I saw him when he came in. I walked
in.
Say your order, Shane.
It was a late rollover.
Everyone shut up. Say your order.
I mean, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Pat is
back. Your order.
You don't
say your order.
You don't have to take.
You
that
can
seriously.
Say almost anything, and it's going to play.
Here comes a Joker.
Say your order.
You, Joker.
He's not going to put you on trial.
I'll
like
forgive
this.
You.
He's not putting
on,
you on trial, dude. As soon as you won
on
the
behalf
fucking
on
case race, dude.
Over a billion people.
Not the dude who
say
came in
order.
Fourth place on the chase on the case race, trying to put you on trial. Dude.
That was hurtful.
This
Rome.
Will exonerate you from everything.
You, on trial. You don't have to answer anything.
Nobody is trying to put Shane on trial. People are putting you on trial.
Fucking Wilk.
I'm putting.
You
want to
put
trial.
Me on trial, dude? We should have a head-to-head case race then, without Adderall.
Challenge him.
Fucking 12.
You didn't have Adderall.
All you gotta do is watch the tape.
Me against you, dude. Without your PEDs, dude.
I offered him.
Look.
I offered him Adderall. He said no, and I took his out.
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit. You probably don't.
Rone is sober.
Bullshit.
Rone's sober
yeah,
right
my
now.
My man, I'm going on year 10, big dog.
Year 10, bro.
Say your order.
Say laugh at
say
that.
Say your order. Say it. No. Say your order.
Here's my order. Yo, get fired. Get fired. Yo, I will make sure you don't work here anymore.
No, say your order.
Real.
Che.
What a stupid.
Real. Oh, Che's coming. Oh.
Oh, say your order.
Yep.
For real.
Fair. Fair.
He's an idiot.
Say your order.
No, he wants to wrestle.
Fucking 7-on-7 hat on. He wants to wrestle now. He wants to wrestle now.
Oh, no.
You're reading a group.
No. No.
He's our guest. He's our guest on our show.
I don't mind it.
Referee.
Shane, just say your order. Say your real order.
I like it.
Hold on. Say your real order.
Yeah, I like it.
Shane, say your real order. Say your real order.
Why the fuck is this dude in here trying to fight?
Say your real order. Say your real order.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yo, real. Yo, is this your office?
No, just say your order.
Hold on. Are these your office workers?
Yes. Say your order.
Make sure this office worker isn't trying to fight me right now.
Say your order. Just say your order.
You can't try to fight him.
Say your order.
As a guest.
Say your order.
No. Just say your real order.
As a guest.
Come on.
Bros. Why would I come down here?
As a guest, you can't try to fight him.
No, he's going to say his real order. He's going to say his
as
real
a guest,
order.
As a guest, you can't try to fight a guest. Especially
Jay, fall back.
Yeah, I was giving guff. And
you got, like, dude, I already addressed this yesterday on the case race.
I was just giving guff. And that, dude, literally, with, I think, still maybe like eyeliner. In this interview, dark red. My face is dark red.
You should have got heavily made up.
I mean, it was.
You should have spray tan, dude.
I basically did. There's like weird, like, it was black around my eyes.
Did they give you makeup?
No. I'm for real dark red in this.
You should request like, just eyeliner whenever you do press. You're full goth. Like, what? I don't know.
I mean, and then we just talked politics, and I was like, yeah, Trump is bad, bro. I agree. It was Andrew Yang, by the way, is the man.
He rules.
He fucking rules. But that interview, I've been waiting for a long time to talk to him.
Oh.
And I shit the bed, dude.
You got fucking hammered the day
I
before.
Showed up and fucking faced
I
me.
Didn't realize that was the day before that.
It was the day before that.
That's a booking nightmare.
That was a nightmare. Jesus. And then you want to talk anxiety, that fucking Uber home.
I'm
just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Because I was wondering, I mean, the case race, yeah, I could see that, but that colliding those two worlds is tough.
Case race. Is that what we're talking about?
Let's talk about it.
Dog, we
got
to talk
about
it.
I've got nothing but regrets. I still regret it.
I heard you on Shoals talking about it a little bit.
I haven't. You're the only one that looked good on that. And you were,
I came out. I did come out a little
hilarious on that. Oh, man.
Except, like, nothing worse. Like, I took some Adderall. Like, there's a rumor
going
around that
I
just got the smallest little. I had to. You set a different bar, I feel like, for all the
boys. I ruined it. The competitive nature ruined it.
But I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Dude, I had a good time. But I feel like I was talking you off a ledge a little bit those next few days. You had the scariest for, like, the next month.
I was done, dude. That hurt.
Shane would text me like, hey, bro, I've been reading the comments. I want to fucking take my own life right now.
That hurt, dude. Because then that fucking Steven came in and tried to fight me.
Bro, hey, dude I was so sucked. Hammered. I didn't even realize that happened.
I didn't even fucking realize that happened. We woke up because, you know, as soon as something like that happens while you're hammered, it's done. You're just like, all right, whatever. That guy was dumb.
me and him talked about it immediately after. It was fine.
Yeah.
Normally you would never remember that, but then it's on the internet and you get to watch that go down. And then people are like, man, Shane should have fucked him up. What a pussy. It's like, dude, you think I'm going to get in a wrestling match at Barstool with face paint on?
Wasn't it like, he was kind of pushing the envelope, I felt like. Like, it took a while for it to even get there because you weren't even.
No, I wouldn't have tried to fight.
You weren't even being serious like that. Because I'm over there eating popcorn.
That's the other thing. I didn't know it was serious either. So I was like screaming shit at him. Thinking clearly there's no way we're actually fighting. I was like, I'll have you fucking fired, asshole. You want to get fired, dumbass? Like, but I guess
I will make sure you're fired.
Yeah, in hindsight, it did look like I was serious. So maybe I was, dude. I don't know. Well,
What do you feel like you would do different?
Nothing, dude. I'd win again. I would win again. I would continue to go. I'm defending my title every time they have that.
Would you? You feel like you'd slow it down? Hey, because let's not get it twisted.
You guys were the pace leaders. You guys were pushing the pace.
Were always one ahead of us.
I know. I tried to stay one ahead the whole time.
But and Rome wasn't drinking like
Rome
me.
Didn't drink a goddamn thing. Nick had 17 beers in an hour. I was fucking retarded.
Nick and I
we're not the Black Eyed Peas. We don't say it like that.
Nick and I were like an actual like full
team. You guys
team.
Were working.
Yeah, like trying. Working. Like I would have to look him in the eyes and be like, hey, you got a drink. Do you see this fucking machine over there?
You guys were working, dude.
Because I was blacked, bro. Like, I mean, we were all blacked out.
You, dude, I never rewatched the full thing. But what I remember was you trying to shake the hand of the delivery guy.
I got you.
What's your name, bro? Wait, say it in the mic. Say it in the mic. Say it in the mic.
Microphone.
Give him the mic.
What's his name?
Oh,
and please
tell Owen to give him the mic.
Hello.
What's your
name? Wait, Will, come sit down, Will.
Will, sit down.
Bro, we got an extra 100 for you, bro.
What's your name?
Off the strength, bro.
What's your name?
My name is Kouser.
And it's one of my favorite things. I'm like, you with no pants, sting face paint. Like, I just want to shake your hand, sir. And everyone's like, Will, sit down, dude. Just chill the fuck out. Like, I'm just trying to shake his hand.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you came out good because you're the bro. You're the funniest. You're the nicest, funniest dude. But like, yeah,
we started watching highlights in the middle of the fucking case race. We started throwing on Ndamukong Suh highlights and talking ball.
I love Ndamukong Suh. He's a beast.
The problem was, it felt like the problem was some of the vibes of the other boys were off.
I don't want to blame them.
We're off.
I don't want to blame those guys, but I felt like they were saying weird shit to me.
Let's do it. We're not going to blame them at all. We're not in the blame type of game, but let's just say we're in the film room. Let's say we're sitting there. We got the squad. We're running the team meeting.
Okay.
The outside noise, that'll take care of itself. Listen, we're all about the fellas inside these four walls. But if we're going to take accountability for what happened, I felt like KB was off. He came in with some weird negative vibes because he was talking about the scholarships of
with wrestlers and football players. Players that don't.
But he was trying to take care of like some rent stuff that was going on. So he had some weird vibes. I felt like Sass's vibes were off a little bit.
I
feel like Sass was like, you were kind of rubbing off on him a little bit.
Yeah, but I tried to body Sass early, but clearly that's out of friendship.
Yeah.
That would never be like.
I felt like Sass was trying to like become a little bit more of like, you know, trying to make you laugh because you're the big dog comedian.
Well, see, that's the thing that hurts is that whenever I started getting called like the big dog, and like that's what it seemed to happen to me, where they would be like, Chain, is this funny? And I'd be like,
your alter ego.
Like, I'm not the big dog. Like, I'm a fucking moron. I'm drinking 17 beers and pissing myself. Like, I don't know.
And in some way, in the middle of it,
Big Cat's nasty, dude. Big Cat's nasty.
Big Cat is
people don't
weird
know that.
Nasty.
Big Cat's a little nasty fucker, dude.
Yeah.
Good bro.
Great bro. But he's low-key sticking the knife in you a little bit in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He enjoys the drama.
He knows how to jab, and he knows how to like pull back in the middle. He knows how to do a jab, and then in the middle of throwing the jab, he like somehow plays victim.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Yeah, he's good.
He stirs the pot.
Yeah.
He stirred the pot immediately. He came in while I was getting my face painted. He was like, dude, I didn't know Will and you had beef. First off, I know what you're doing. So I just ignored it. I was like, yeah, I do have beef with him. Fuck him. I'm going to fuck him up. because I mean,
yeah.
But he was immediately, and then there started to be chatter. There was like, "You think you can win this?" And like, it got competitive. People were like, "Nah, I'm definitely gonna win."
I'm gonna be real. I had nerves going into it because I saw the photos of you on Rogan, the beers everywhere. Yeah. Like, oh, this dude's the big dog. Yeah. And Shane hit me up. He's like, "Hey, are we doing this?" I was like, "Yo, I was fired up to do. I was fired up to put on a show with Shane." I said, "The only
way I'd do it is with you."
Yeah.
And then when I saw you were doing it, I was like, all right, I'm in. And Roan, that was also my favorite part, is toward the end, you started turning on Roan.
Yeah.
You're like, she didn't fucking drink anything. And Roan, he wasn't talking shit, though. He wasn't even talking shit.
I know, but you, how can he talk shit when you weren't any part
of
it?
Yeah, I know, but you just stood up. You were standing over him. You didn't drink a fucking thing. Yeah. It's like, all right, man.
Just randomly a player starts attacking an equipment manager. Yeah. Like, you didn't do shit, bro. Would you do it again?
Yeah.
I don't know, but at the beginning, when you first got out, you're like, I would never, I feel like you probably never do that shit again.
I think we could do it and have fun. Now that we've all done it together and know how bad it can go.
Yeah.
Money talk was the most embarrassing. The most embarrassing.
Because I even joined in on some of it too. That's when I'm like, oh fuck, you know it gets weird and out of hand.
That's the most crippling.
I don't even remember. I don't even want to try and figure out what we said. But
I don't either. It was something about how much you make. It was something about, it was bad. And then the pizza guy showed up and we were all like, I'll tip him $400. And it got like insulting. This guy was. I felt like it was pretty insane. It felt like one of those YouTube videos where they're like, watch how much money I gave this homeless guy. Like, I'm just delivering pizza. And Will stands up, I'm going to shake your fucking hand. It was so scary.
The penis jokes that came out of that, bro. I have JJ Redick text me the next morning, like, hey, what were you doing with your pants off? I'm like, how'd you know about that? He's like, I have sources inside the building. And then apparently all the yak, they have a group chat talking about my fucking. Not even a horn, like a little turtle head. Dude,
anybody's dick on Adderall is minuscule.
I just need that out there. I need that out there that it was, we were
also, I might have been one of the guys pointing it out and saying nasty things about it, but for real.
Hey, I think you did. I think you did.
Probably. That sounds funny.
I don't even know how my pants got off, bro. Just all of a sudden. You were trying to show off your knee sleeve. Oh, and then they just ended up off.
Knee sleeve on.
Got to keep the inflammation. Hey, which, by the way, I had a workout now.
Yeah, I know. You're like, cheering for you, bro.
Hey, immediately when I got the workout with Atlanta, I hit up Shane. I was like, hey, I'll be back in the league.
That was a nasty thing I said on Barstool.
He's like, bro, you're like, done.
Give up, dude. Look at you. And it really set in. He was wearing face paint like, shit. Oh, shit. Maybe this guy's right.
Yeah.
I
love mine, dude.
His was good. His was good. Mine was the funniest looking.
Yeah, I thought the way you guys unied up on the helmets is a funny look. Cause Nick backed out on me with the wrestling.
I don't know, man. Fuck those yak pussies. No, I like them for real. Those guys are the best.
Dog.
We can just have a nice time.
I think we gotta do it again.
We're gonna do it again. Unless we're the champions forever, me and Roan.
I was trying to get me and you on a team.
It'd be a bloodbath.
Clearly looking back at it, like, yeah.
It'd be a bloodbath.
Yeah. It would have been over.
I was disappointed in Roan's intake.
I legitimately think he had four.
He was trying as hard as he could.
No, he wasn't.
True. I was. I know you were. As hard as I could.
But in Roan's defense, like, I would ride those coattails too. Like, the way, because we actually had you in the last.
Yeah, you guys were
and
up
then
like
you,
one.
You literally just chugged two and yeah, one. You looked at Roan like, hey, it's all good. And then hit both. And I was like, fuck.
Next thing you know, I'm on a couch having a heart to heart with fucking Sass about stand up comedy.
I think everyone had a heart to heart with Sass that night, bro. I'm a stand up.
That's another thing. I don't like the commenters going at Sass for that night.
Dude, he was getting a
lot. Can you imagine being 21 and doing that?
All the shit that he does do, and he's like 21. Like, everybody, I feel like, misses the point that he's a young cat in the game.
He's 21, dude. If I did a case race, I mean, it was bad. I'm 34, and that was embarrassing. Yeah, 13 years ago, that would have been nuts, dude. I would have cried.